David wished us a happy National Radio Day. Thank you very much. Happy National Radio Day, Anthony.
Yeah, I know. I saw everybody saying that online. Happy National Radio Day. Radio sucks right now.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you, radio as an industry blows dog chunks. So if you don't know, we're going to let you in on it. There's probably one, maybe two radio stations in your market that actually employs people.
Right.
All radio stations are a freaking jukebox. They don't employ anybody. They don't pay anything. The people that work there are making pennies an hour. And radio as an industry for the past 10 years has sucked ass. And it only gets worse every single year.
Yeah, and you know, and some shocking things over the last like couple of years, major radio stations that were like iconic no longer exist because they cost too much or they were losing too much money and nobody could keep up. So, you know, like here in New York, the station I worked at, WPLJ, gone. I would never imagine that this major landmark station that was around for like 50 years is no longer in existence.
It was funny. Today on the way to work, I said, I'm going to flip over to AM just to see I don't even know what's on AM in my local market. And it was all horrible. I mean, it was as bad as the FM. See, I've had my new car now 2 months. I have not set the presets in my car radio in 2 months.
Because there's nothing to set.
Yeah, I haven't been to the FM dial. I couldn't even tell you if my car has FM.
Right. Yeah, no, and the thing is, we've discussed this before, that a lot of the conversation in radio is, how do we compete with podcasts?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Anthony and I, I have to say, like, you and I very early on recognized that radio was on its way out. You know, I did a podcast many, many years ago. I want to say like 2015, 2016 with Peter Grossman.
Mm-hmm.
We did an entertainment podcast together. But at the time, radio was still doing well. So while our podcast was pretty good, we had like 7,000 downloads a day, you know, which is okay for a podcast in 2015, 2016, when nobody was really caring about podcasts. It was even earlier than that. When was IPLJ? 2014?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, anyways, it was early on. It was early on when podcasts were like just a thing. But radio was still good. Radio was still important. Nobody cared about podcasts yet. As radio got worse and worse, podcasts started getting stronger and stronger. A lot of radio people like us left radio to go to podcasting because we have an opportunity to have conversations. You know, in radio, you're required to play a certain amount of songs an hour, which means you can't really have a conversation. Your audience can't really get to know you in 30 seconds at a time. It's really hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't do it well. And then, you know, I after the pandemic and people not getting in their cars at the same time and, you know, clients pulling out, there's not as many advertisers. And it's one thing on top of another that we're still seeing radio just absolutely falling apart right now.
Yeah. So National Radio Day, it's going to go the way of National Telegram Day. Happy National Telegram Day.
Happy National Pony Express Day.
Right. Congratulations. It's a thing. Yeah. I saw so many people posting about that. And I'm just, tell me one station that is doing well right now. And you can't. I mean,
yeah, no, it's wishful thinking. I mean, even the big stations, even some of the biggest stations here in New York, I've spoken to my friends who work there and they're like, we're hemorrhaging money right now.
When's the last time you turned on Z100? You?
Well, I'm not awake in the morning.
No, when's the last time you turned it on? Period. Not in the morning. I'm saying at all.
Well, I get in the car once in a while and I drive around, but you know me, I listen to Power 105. I'm a hip hop girl. So if Power 105 is in one of their like 20-minute commercial breaks, I might switch over to Z100 during that time, but I'm solidly in the Power 105.
So maybe 5 minutes a month.
Maybe 5 minutes a month.
Yeah. See, radio can't survive like that. I mean, it's impossible.
I'm only in a car for about 40 minutes a week.
But you're their demo.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's the problem. You're right smack dab in their demo that they go after.
Right.
And you haven't listened for 5 minutes a month. How are you going to sell advertising on that station that you hope that female's going to listen for 5 minutes during that time of the month.
Right, right. And the other thing is, I don't really stay for, no, who stays for the commercials anymore? You know, You click around, you click out, you go to Sirius XM, you just do anything else.
Yeah, I think we're, because of DVR, we're so anti-commercial now.
Yeah.
That anytime a TV commercial comes on, we're like, no, I can't do it. I'm so right. happy I with know. Discovery Plus that has no commercials.
I know. We had that problem last night. So as I was falling asleep, I like to fall asleep to television. And my boyfriend will put something on. And I'll be like, no, put on BritBox. Don't put on something that has commercials. I don't want to hear commercials while I'm falling asleep. I don't want to fall asleep to the Starburst commercial. Like, please put on something else.
But it's the same commercial over and over and over again because they haven't figured that out.
Right. If yeah, that's you're right about that.
If it's on see, you know, the stick, it's the same commercial over and over right, again.
And it's funny you would say that because the only commercials I actually like, and you know, when I say drive around, I'm in my mother's car, so I don't even actually own a car. But it's those commercials, the car commercials with the guy who's trying to help people not be like their parents.
Mm-hmm.
That's clever. That's funny.
What's it for?
Nationwide? Progressive? Geico, one of those.
See, it might be a good commercial. You have no idea. I didn't know it was for an insurance company.
It's for an insurance company.
Okay, insurance. I thought it was for like Home Depot or something.
Yeah, no, it's an insurance. I think it's for yeah, See, it's for insurance.
Very confusing.
Yeah, but it's a really funny commercial. I like when she's like, "Am I hashtagging right now?"
There's exactly. a commercial that runs nonstop when you're watching something online. That drives me crazy. And since we're talking about commercials, this makes me insane because I see it probably 4 times a day if I'm watching YouTube. Okay. If I'm watching Facebook, I like Facebook Watch because it will just roll a bunch of different things that I like. Mm-hmm. But this commercial is between every segment and it drives me nuts. I would never go to this place because of this commercial and it makes me insane and I'll show you why. So it's okay. A commercial for 10 minute oil change.
All right.
Which this commercial has nothing to do with you because you don't even own a car. So nope. Why they keep playing it, I don't know. But watch the commercial.
At Take Five, you stay in your car because we're faster than you think.
Oil change is done.
Gosh, I don't even have time to stretch my legs.
Guess you have to do it at home.
Guess I'll have to do it at home.
Take Five, the stay in your car 10 minute oil change.
I love that.
Okay. You know what I saw in this commercial? This what? Lady hit my car.
Oh.
You hit my car with your hand.
I have to do it at home.
Right.
There is no way if you don't treat my car with respect, I'm not taking it there. If you do that to the top of my car when I'm in it, what are you doing to the underneath of my car when I'm not?
Right. Someone like you. See, that's the thing. You're the target audience. Somebody that really cares about their car. You have that thing washed and detailed. You don't want anyone touching it. So the fact that the person that you would bring it to do your oil change would be so cavalier to be like, oh, yeah, no, that's they don't know their audience.
No, that totally turned me off. I was like, and you thought it was a cute commercial. And I thought it's a nightmare.
I liked the guy with the Tiger King haircut who's doing the weird split. Like, I liked that guy.
Okay, but it would have been a decent commercial if you didn't hit my car.
Right, yeah, that's a good point. And now I see every time they run that, which you see it a lot, every time she hits the car, you probably cringe.
Yeah, I'm like, that's another reason why I'm never going there. Never, right. ever, ever stop it. You'd shut down. You suck. You're going to hit my car? You're going to touch my car like that? You out of your mind.
Yeah, no. And you're right. Again, they don't know their audience. Their audience are people who really care about their cars. Because I didn't even know you're supposed to change the oil.